Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website at waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Cleveland on June 28th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Olivia Cook calling from Eagle, Idaho.
Hey, how are things in Idaho?
Oh, it's beautiful here. I love it. It's got a little bit of everything.
Excuse me, is it Eagle, Idaho? The town
yes.
is Eagle?
Right. It's about 7 miles outside of Boise.
You have a lot of eagles there?
You know, we have a lot of falcons. I haven't actually seen an eagle.
Well, maybe you would want to change it.
I will bring that up at the next city council meeting.
Do that. Olivia, welcome to the show. You're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Your job, of course, Carl is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each, and you just have to finish them for us. Do that two times out of three. You will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right, here we go. Here is your first limerick.
For the world's most exciting sale yet, it's a fashion shoot I might regret. With prices so low, you'll lose bladder control. So I model in pants that are...
wet?
Yes! To get the word out about their big new summer sale, London department store Harvey Nichols put out a bunch of ads with models peeing their pants. The caption read, "Try to contain your excitement." It really caught on with fashionistas. Smelling of urine is the new black.
Wow. Oh, a little edgy.
A little bit.
A little bit.
They didn't actually do it, though, did they?
I believe it was fake. It was Photoshop. It was Photoshop.
Sure. Maybe some of them wanted to go ahead.
The method models.
Yeah,
they had
right.
to
yeah, yeah.
Here is your next limerick.
Though our bones show how big we have been, we dinos have no double chin. To be tough in a fight, we had to think light. We dinos were really quite...
thin?
Yes. So, you know, do these fossilized remains make me look fat?
Mm.
According to new evidence, dinosaurs weren't big lumbering beasts. They were actually quite slender. The brachiosaur was thought to weigh 80 tons, but really was a bikini-friendly 23 tons.
Wow.
That's why he was always like, "I'm not fat, I'm giant boned."
Huh.
Here is your last limerick.
At 105, I'm still fertile, but that old shell won't make my blood curdle. I'll get a divorce and swim a new course till death is too long for a...
turtle.
Right. Very good. Bibi and Poldi, two ancient giant turtles at the Austrian Zoo, are divorcing after 115 years of marriage.
Oh.
Both turtles are said to be thriving in their separate enclosures. Bibi's gotten really into very slow marathons, and Poldi has taken up with a hot young thing of 85.
So I read about this, and they like started to fight, and one like bit the other's shell.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
They were together for like decades and decades.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're like had had enough. They couldn't take it anymore.
Maybe they tried counseling with like a wallaby. They called the kids. They had to talk about it.
Kids were probably 85, 90.
Yeah. Carl, how did Olivia do in our quiz?
Olivia, you were fabulous. Three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Olivia. Thank you. Thanks so much for playing.
My pleasure.
Our day.